It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Greenhaven Correctional Facility in Dutchess County, New York, is a maximum security prison. Its incarcerated population is also the oldest, on average, of any prison in the state. What happens then after a longtime prisoner dies without loved ones who can take care of the burial? WNYC's Matt Katz visited Greenhaven to see how some people who die in prison in New York are now being afforded a new measure of dignity.
Matthew Hahn did two stints in prisons in California several years ago. Now he volunteers as a meditation teacher at San Quentin Prison, but his in-laws are in New York. They live right by Greenhaven Correctional Facility.
My in-laws go for walks, and there's like a trail that goes by the prison, and they passed by kind of the open gate that leads to this cemetery and saw the graveyard. I think they just got curious.
What they found bothered them. This prison graveyard had no names on some of the tombstones, just prisoner identification numbers. So in February, when Hahn was in New York visiting his in-laws, he grabbed his camera, went out to the graveyard, and confirmed it for himself.
In many ways, the way that we talk about people who are incarcerated, the way that we treat people who are incarcerated, the way that we bury people who died while incarcerated is an attempt at depersonalizing them, at personifying them.
When Hahn got out to the cemetery, he saw gravestones without names, but he also talked to a groundskeeper who told him that names were in the process of being added on to grave markers. Hahn was relieved, and then he was politely kicked off the grounds. Hahn tweeted about this experience and posted some photos. When I saw the tweets, I wanted to find out if dead prisoners were in fact finally being memorialized in a new way. And that's why I came to Greenhaven. The prison is so massive that when I drive up, I can't even see the end of its concrete walls. I drive down a dirt road that runs alongside one wall, and I make a right. And now before me is a lovely rolling meadow, daffodils blooming, and a small country cemetery.
So I'm Superintendent Miller. I am what they consider a warden here at Greenhaven.
Superintendent Mark Miller tells me there are 116 people laid to rest here. They died behind the walls and didn't have next of kin with the means or ability to collect the remains. Miller says those buried here are all afforded small funerals led by a chaplain aligning with their religion.
So we take a lot of pride in the burials here.
Late last year, a 65-year-old man locked up since he was 25 died at the prison. The family couldn't afford a burial, but they could come up to Greenhaven from New York City. So the prison arranged a graveside service, with the maintenance staff preparing a casket covered in a black cloth.
We allowed them to lay flowers on it and give them the proper closure, and they knew that they had the dignity of a proper burial.
And yes, the deceased also now get their names on the gravestones. That's because in 2020, state officials updated an obscure regulation on burials at the 9 New York prison graveyards to mandate names on new grave markers. And at Greenhaven, they're going even further. Reverend Alfred Twyman, a prison chaplain, says they're also going back and putting grave markers with names on older burial plots of one-time prisoners.
Any mistakes they made, they were judged. That's all been done, but now here they can lay to rest and lay to rest peacefully.
On the day I visited, two groundskeepers tacked new plaques with names to gravestones of those who died decades ago. It's a solemn duty carried out quietly.
That was James Pembleton, date of birth 12144, date of death 21001.
We recognize their humanity. We recognize them as people, not just a number, but people. So to me, spiritually as a pastor, it's a wonderful thing.
The new plaques still have the ID number underneath the name. As someone who's formerly incarcerated, Matthew Hahn doesn't like that the numbers are still there. But mostly, he wants those who are once incarcerated to not be forgotten, either in death or life.
The longer a person is in prison for, the more people forget them.
At least now, he says, their names can be remembered in stone forever. Matt Katz, WNYC News.